It was strange to hear speaking from a speaker instead of from the person who was speaking, but the children realized they could not be recognized if Babs could not see them, so they did not run out of the room.
"We are three children too,"
Violet said to the speaker, trying to be as honest as she could. "But we'd much rather volunteer in the hospital than embark on a life of crime."
"If you're children, then be silent,"
Babs's voice said rudely.
"In my opinion, children should be seen and not heard. I'm an adult, so it follows that I should be heard and not seen. That's why I work exclusively over the intercom. You will be working exclusively with the most important thing we do in this hospital. Can you guess what it is?"
"Healing sick people," Klaus guessed.
"Be silent,"
the speaker commanded.
"Children should be seen and not heard, remember? Just because I can't see you doesn't mean you should start babbling about sick people. You're wrong, anyway. The most important thing we do at the hospital is paperwork. And you will be working at the Library of Records, filing paperwork. I'm sure this will be difficult for you, because children never have any administrative experience." "And?"
said Sunny in disagreement. Violet was about to explain that her sister meant something along the lines of, "Actually, I worked as an administrative assistant at Prufrock Preparatory School," but the intercom speaker was too busy reproving the Baudelaires, a phrase which here means shouting, "Be silent," at every opportunity.
"Be silent,"
the speaker shouted.
"Instead of chattering away, report to the Library of Records at once. The Library of Records is located in the basement, at the very bottom of the staircase, next to this office. You'll go straight there every morning when the van arrives at Heimlich Hospital, and you'll return straight to the van at the end of each day. The van will take you back home. Are there any questions?"
The Baudelaires had plenty of questions, of course, but they did not ask them. They knew that if they said even one word, the intercom speaker would command them to be silent. And besides, they were eager to get to the Library of Records, where they hoped to answer the most important questions of their lives.
"Excellent," the speaker said. "You're learning to be seen instead of heard. Now get out of this office."
The children got out of that office and quickly found the staircase the speaker had mentioned. The Baudelaires were glad that the route to the Library of Records was so easy to remember, because Heimlich Hospital seemed like a place where it would be very easy to get lost. The staircase curved this way and that, leading to many doors and corridors, and every 10 feet or so, nailed to the wall just below an intercom speaker, there was a complicated map of the hospital, filled with arrows, stars, and other symbols.
"Bad,"